From rock guitarist as well as classical composer Johnny Greenwood, that's Popcorn Superheat Receiver, with the South Carolina Philharmonic performing in a January 2012 concert at the Coger Center. Music director Morihiko Nakahara was the conductor of that blending of the contemporary and the classical. It's straight ahead classical now as we hear a very well-known piece by Johannes Brahms. It's his double concerto for violin and cello, Brahms' final work for orchestra. It was composed in the summer of 1887 and first performed in October of that year in Cologne, Germany. He wrote it for the cellist Robert Hausmann, a frequent chamber music collaborator, and his old but estranged friend, the violinist Josef Joachim. Early critical response to the concerto was less than kind, with one observer describing it as one of Brahms' most inapproachable and joyless compositions. Later, critics have warmed to it, and one wrote of the concerto as having vast and sweeping humor. The soloists in the performance you're about to hear are violinist Yusaka Kawasaki and cellist Edward Aaron. Yosuke Kawasaki is a noted orchestral violinist, chamber musician, and soloist. He was born in New York City, is Japanese-American, and began his violin studies at the age of six with his father, Masao Kawasaki. Edward Aaron, born in Cincinnati, has garnered recognition worldwide for his elegant musicianship, impassioned performances, and creative programming. He has appeared in recital, as a soloist with orchestra, and as a chamber musician throughout the United States, Europe, and Asia. The soloist now joined the South Carolina Philharmonic, led by Morihiko Nakahara, playing Johannes Brahms' double concerto for violin and cello on Classical Public Radio's Carolina Live.